Hello and welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show, where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind. I'm Beth Williams. I'm a singer-songwriter and studio session singer. I'm recording this right here at Hill Country Recording Studio on the western slope of Colorado in the USA. As I say, I'm a singer-songwriter, and one of the things I really love doing is sharing songs by other songwriters, and I've narrowed it down to pretty much just Colorado and Texas songwriters. However, today, I thought I would start the show off with a tune from a wild card, which means it's a songwriter not from Colorado or Texas. His name is Lonnie Knight, and it's from his Portal CD. The tune is called Looking for a Good Time. So that's what we're going to kick the show off with. Right after that, we're going to do a song from a group on the western slope of Colorado. They're called Gotta Be, and the song is Did Ya from their Hot Flash CD. And right after that, Miss Cass Clayton. The tune is called Woman in the Way. But right now, here's Lonnie Knight with his song Looking for a Good Time.
Your hands burned digging in the hotbed, looking for a fast turn. Stay away from shotgun lovers, stay out of the shadows tonight. You don't believe the sky is cold, dark, and lonely. You think the stars shine down for only you. Why do you look so hard? Ain't nothing shaking in your own backyard. If that's wrong, maybe I don't wanna be right, because I'm looking for a good time. I'm walking in a straight line, I'm staring down a bad sign. I'm looking for a good time. I'm looking for a good time. I'm walking in a straight line, staring down a bad sign. I'm looking for a good time. Are so pretty, the fine-tuned half-moon lights of the city. It's reeling out like a James Dean movie on an endless Saturday night. Ooh, mama, were you right? Did you know? Was I the victim of a late, late show? I got to carry on, I got to keep it up till dawn. Punch my ticket and step right in. And I will be looking for a good time, walking in a straight line, staring down a bad sign. I'm looking for a good time. I'm looking for a good time. I'm walking in a straight line, staring down a bad sign. I'm looking for a good time. I am looking for a good time. I am walking in a straight line. I am staring down a bad sign. I'm looking for a good time.
That was Lonnie Knight, Looking for a Good Time. Be sure and check out LonnieKnight.com. Lonnie is no longer with us. However, he is still with us. His music will live on forever. Great singer, songwriter, and just a terrific guy. Right now, here's Gotta Be with their song, Did Ya?
Did
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
The preacher came out with his coat on fire. I saw the west and headed for town, sent all the men to build a wall, worked all night, felled 1,000 logs. Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
The preacher came out with his coat on fire. I saw stop it, and we didn't have long. Swept by the wind, it began to roar. Ran so fast, couldn't run no more. Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
The preacher came out with his coat on fire. The Lord for a mighty power, stood his ground as the flames approached, turned and ran when it caught his coat. Now did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come back early?
Yes, ma'am.
The preacher came out with his coat on fire. I saw early.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a woman in the way. pressure tells me just what I gotta do. I swear I don't wanna know the plain old ugly truth. My mama, she had the gift and she gave it to me too. I close my eyes and there's another woman in my view. There's a woman in the way.
That was Miss Cass Clayton with her tune, Woman in the Way. She's a beautiful singer, songwriter, and that was her, Miss Cass, playing the slide guitar on that song. Be sure and check her out on Facebook, Cass Clayton. Okay, folks, I have a real special treat for you. He's a songwriter. His name is Bobby Walker, and I play his music from time to time. It's wonderful. He is a blues singer, drummer, and I think guitar player as well. So welcome to the show, Bobby.
Hello, Beth. It's finally good to get to talk to you again, and thanks for having me.
You bet. So just tell us, I know you live on the western slope of Colorado, but I don't think you're from here. Where are you from?
Well, I originally grew up in Detroit, Michigan, in the Motown era of the 60s. And then I moved to Denver and finished high school. And then I went to college in Greeley and then got my music degree over here in Grand Junction, which is where I've come back to live after being in the Bay Area, California, and Dallas many years. So I'm home now.
So describe the styles that you play. Blues?
I do play some blues, and I like country blues. I like a lot of kinds of music, you know, Americana kind of music, and blues being one of them. I think it's because I've always played some Johnny Winter and things like that. And my voice, people like to say it's blues, and I go, all right, you know, you can call it what you want, and I do continue to do shit, but that's not all I do.
So has your voice always had kind of that deep growly thing, or did you work on that, or was that just a natural thing?
No, it kind of came natural, probably with not really knowing how to sing properly and numerous bad habits, I would imagine, back in the day, smoking and drinking and all those things. But no, even when I was in a band or two and I tried to emulate someone else's voice, there was a couple I could kind of do, but it always wound up sounding like me anyway. So I just gave up on all that, and I just said, well, whatever it is, and I'm just going to sing like me, and that's what happened.
Tell me, how many CDs do you have out? How many recordings have you done?
Well, I put out my first 45 in about 82, I believe it was, and then I made 2 45 records back in those days, and then I put out a couple on cassettes at the time, because, well, CDs had not been invented yet, and then once CDs came around, oh, I don't know. I probably have at least a half a dozen or 10. I did some solo ones, Texas, and then I've done maybe 5 group ones, about that much, I guess.
If people wanted to order your CDs, which ones do you still have available now?
I've got 3 or 4 of them still available that I have here, and there's only 2 stores where I put them here in Colorado, and that's Triple Play Records in Grand Junction and Wax Trax in Denver. And other than that, people can just contact me on Facebook or whatever they'd like, and I'll be glad to send them one personally.
Yeah, they can just go to Bobby Walker. And also on my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com, every time that I've played your music, I put a link from, I post the artist that I've played, and then there's a link that goes directly to the Facebook page. So people can go to my website, click on your name. It's BethWilliamsMusic.com/radio shows. Click on Bobby Walker, and that will take folks directly to where you are so they can order your CDs, which I think they should.
Oh, and thank you for that. I see the notice every time you're going to play something of mine. And I don't write a lot of songs, but it's very flattering that you're playing the songs I actually did write. And some of them I'm pretty proud of.
Well, you should be. They're great. I know you're very well thought of. I think I heard about you through our mutual friend, Mr. David Snyder, who is phenomenal, and he thinks you're great. And if David Snyder thinks you're great, you are great. And I think you're great. So so tell me now, what instruments do you play? Are you mainly a drummer or?
Well, I drum. That's what I got my degree in, was percussion. But I was a professional drummer for about 15 years. At least, and then I was singing from the drums a lot, and then I learned just enough guitar so I could not have to sing from the drums all the time, and then I started fronting my bands and started that in Denver and then continued it for 13 years in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then I became a frontman of sorts, and now I do combinations of both. I got a little tired of running my group in California there for a while, and then I just went back to my main instrument, playing the drums, and I got to play with a lot of my friends, some great artists in the Bay Area on drums. And then not too long ago, I had opportunities to tour the world, actually, with Eden Brandt out of Mississippi, back on the drum and singing on the drums and playing harmonica and all at the same time. And that's kind of funny. Then I also toured Europe and the United States with my friend Eddie Turner out of Denver. So I thought, wow, full circle. Now I'm back on my original instrument and my career is going better than ever. Until I got sick, of course.
Well, let's talk about that for just a minute. I don't want to focus on it, but I know that for people who don't know, you were diagnosed with throat cancer, and it's been a very difficult time for you, I guess, over this last year. And people have really rallied up. You have a lot of people who love and respect you. And so can you just tell us a little bit about that experience? And, you know, you've really been brave and inspirational for people who might be going through something similar. Can you just share a little bit about that with us?
Well, like I was telling you a little bit ago, it's just far too common. It's everywhere, you know, and people are they're affected by themselves or by their family members and friends. But, yeah, it was a pretty devastating shock and when it came about a year ago when I was diagnosed. I just did what the doctors told me, and I played the percentages. And for a while, I couldn't hardly talk or even get around, but I was afraid that without being able to sing, I could drum, of course, but I was struggling to even talk. Thank God the cancer's gone, and now I'm suffering the treatment side effects for a while now, and I'm going to wait and see how I feel after a year, as they told me. And then we pray every day that it won't come back, of course.
Of course. And that's my prayer for you as well. So tell us what your current plans are now. So are you touring? Are you just playing locally around Colorado?
I am working a little bit again. And I've been just doing, a handful of weekends here and there in Colorado. And our good friend Harry Harpoon's been helping me singing and doing his thing. We have a cool duo that we've done for years on and off up in Alaska and different places. So that's going good.
He's very unique, and you're very unique.
Very neat. Yeah. He's a wonderful human being, that guy, and very, very talented. But and then I was in the Bay Area just a week or two ago, and I was playing with some friends down in San Jose, and that was a real thrill. I won't mention all their credits, but these guys are heavy hitters for sure, and it was a real, real wonderful trip, and to see my daughter, my granddaughters out there. So I got that accomplished, and now I'm working a little bit around the state, and I did the Riverfront series there in Fruta. I opened for Jimmy Thackeray, and then I did the Main Street Music Festival here in Grand Junction. A couple things locally, mainly up in the mountains. I spent a lot of time in Grand Lake, Colorado, where I've been playing on and off for 26 years, I guess. I always loved it up there. And that's all. This summer has been just about right. And I'm getting a little stronger, of course.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Down the Trail. So tell me, this song that we're going to play of yours, tell me how you say the name of it.
It's called Ui Kakui. I'll translate that. It's in certain countries. I first got it when I was playing down out of Corpus Christi there in Port Aransas. I had some dear friends, Hispanic friends in my band, and they would turn me onto the term, Ui Kakui, which is really the boogeyman. But if you look it up, it's scarier than a boogeyman. So Ui is like, oh, look out, for the boogeyman. Now in Panama, some call it Cuckoo. Other countries, Nicaragua and things, it's Kakui. But that's what it's about. It's about the boogeyman in Spanish.
So, well, we're going to play that right now. And, if you ever need a backup singer one of these days, I'd love to sing with you. That would be so fun to do some harmony with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Well, listen, thank you for joining me on my show. And right now, here is Ui Kakui.
Under your bed might just live in your head. Could be something you did or the words that you said. In the dark of night hunts till the break of dawn. Ooh-ay, gonna get ya, ha, muchacha. Navajo
something you did, or the words that you said, sleeps in your mind, just won't leave you alone. Garrett.
Then that was Mr. Bobby Walker with his song Ooey Kankooey. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us, my name is Beth Williams. This is my Indie Americana Songwriter Show featuring songs where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. I'm coming to you from Colorado in the USA. So let's see. Next up, we've got a couple of Colorado songwriters, starting with the Solar Brothers. That is Paul Frazier and Roy Martin. They're going to do their instrumental tune they wrote together, I believe. It's called Down Valley Breeze. And right after that, a songwriter from the Front Range of Colorado. His name is Rex Rideout. And the tune is called A Quiet, Pretty Love Song. And speaking of love songs, if you love these songs, and I think that you should, and you would, and you probably do, and you'd like to see about getting them and adding them to your collection of music, you can just find these musicians. Most of them are on Facebook. And if not, you can go to my website, bethwilliamsmusic.com/radioshows. And each of the musicians that you've heard, there's a link that will take you to either their Facebook page or to their website, depending on which they have. So now it's time for the Solar Brothers with their tune, Down Valley Breeze.
when I wrote this song 28 years ago, I thought I'd be recording it sooner than I did. Anyway, happy anniversary, Elaine. I guess I've sung a thousand songs, tales of joy, tales of sorrow, hymns from minstrels, chants from hobos, songs by people far from me. But their graceful words and melodies can't say all I need to say. So now I'll write my own song, a quiet, pretty love song. I think I'll write a love song for you. I admire the way you chase for life so strong and wild and free. I adore your calm and gentle voice when you call for me. And when you tell me of your distant dreams, it takes my breath away. So now I'll play a love song, a quiet, pretty love song. I will play a love song for you. Share my life with you and stay with you forever. Yes, and that is why I sing this song and promise that I'll stay. For I know life can't be better than when we're both together. Only you know how to calm me down when I have lost my way. But there's a snow-capped Rocky Mountain range that sends me to my knees. Tall pine forest and rushing streams are paradise to me. But your golden hair and your lovely eyes are all I see today. So now I'll sing a love song, a quiet, pretty love song. I will sing a love song for you.
Flying on the panhandle tonight. Red flags are flying on the panhandle tonight. There's a hurricane that's coming, the Appalachian cold away. Tides rising from Destin down to Cedar Key.
That was Hurricane by John William Davis from his Dreams of the Lost Tribe CD, Thanks for joining me. I'm Beth Williams. I'm coming to you from Colorado, USA. Next up, we have a tune from an amazing singer and songwriter, Beth Quist. The song is called Eli. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a vocalist and composer with a 4-octave soprano voice. She plays piano, keyboard, santur, hammered dulcimer, dumbbeck, daff, guitar, flute, and other toys that she can get her hands on. I'm not even sure what some of those things are, but her music combines influences from the Balkans, the Middle East, and India with her Western upbringing. And you can learn more about her at bethquist.com. Then we'll be listening to a song called Paradise. It's just around the corner from the Scones. And the Scones are an awesome Colorado trio performing what they call Rockin' Americana, which is a high-energy mixing of a variety of styles that touch on blues, soul, country, and classic rock and roll. They tour quite a bit. They tour around the world. They tour in Texas and Colorado, all across the United States. So you're really going to like their song, Paradise. And then from Colorado, I'm going to jump down to Texas and do a tune called Untitled from an old friend of mine, Freddie Arger. You can learn more about him by going to freddiearger.com. Freddie is not only a singer, songwriter, musician, but he is a writer. He does photography, all kinds of awesome things. So go check him out. All right, now, here's Beth Quist with Eli.
Yeah. down last December off the Cape of Good Hope. SOS went haywire and the sea sealed her in like an envelope. Said her course was libel, and they quoted a verse from the sailor's Bible. No one knew there was a fisherman who saw the whole thing through his telescope. Found her capsized compass on a rainbow of debris near an oil slick of confidence that disappeared quite suddenly. There was a message in a brandy bottle, note in the first mate's log. Neither mentioned a mutiny. The papers only said, I hope you remember me. I hope you remember me.
Wow, such a beautiful song by my old friend, Freddie Arger, who lives in Texas. The tune was called Untitled. I'm not sure, but I believe it was recorded in 1975. And that is a way to weigh whether or not a song is great, if you can listen to it all these years later and it's still a great tune. And that was great. So now, folks, it is time for the Gospel Minute. Today's Gospel Minute is a song written by Bob Doolittle, who lives on the Front Range of Colorado. The singer is yours truly. As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not only a singer-songwriter, but I'm also a studio session singer. Bob found me on Facebook, I believe it was, and contacted me about singing this beautiful song of his. So right now, here's something we all should do. Choose faith anyway. Where is peace tonight? Candles burning bright. Tears upon my God's grace. Bad news all around, hard to find firm ground. Not sure what to say. Want to walk away. You've got to choose only choice to make. This is your gift to God today. You've got to choose faith anyway. Truth is hard. Doubt will steal your mind. Worry thoughts run deep.
Listen for God's peace. Holy Spirit,
rain.
Love will ease your pain. Focus on what's right. Hear God's call tonight. You've got to choose faith anyway, for it's the only choice to make. This is your gift to God today. You've got to choose faith.
That was a Bob Doolittle song called Choose Faith Anyway. Next up, I would like to play a tune by a friend of mine, Miss Peggy Malone, who's on the western slope of Colorado. She's won all kinds of awards. Colorado Country Music Hall of Fame Awards, 2016 Female Vocalist of the Year, 2015 Female Vocalist Legend, 2013 Entertainment of the Year. So she's got many awards, but the main thing about Miss Peggy Malone is she's not only an incredible entertainer, singer, songwriter, she is really a lot of fun to watch entertain, but she's also one of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet. So here she is now, Peggy Malone, with her song, A Cowboy Song.
Give me mountains, give me prairies, the smell of sagebrush in the dawn. Give me rivers flowing freely, and give me a cowboy song. I've got my horse, I've got my saddle, I've got a song down in my heart. I've got the good Lord who rides with me, and I've thanked him from the start. He gave me mountains, he gave me prairies, the smell of sagebrush in the dawn. He gave me rivers flowing freely, and he gave me this cowboy song. The mountains, I love the prairies, the smell of sagebrush in the dawn. I love the rivers flowing freely, and I love to sing a cowboy song. Yes, he gave me this cowboy song.
Given up
on ever finding true love. Too much bad luck when I was younger. Then you came riding into my life, a weathered western white knight, slaying pain and heartache's thunder. And there were no more tears in the night when I saw the sunset waiting in your eyes. Caught in a love net under clear country skies. I'll never regret the moment you arrived. A Mason sunset waiting in your eyes. With a Mason sunset waiting in your eyes. That was blowing my way, knowing soon you'd be coming for me. I'd wait so patiently till all the prayers that I prayed got their answer that night when I saw the sunset waiting in your eyes.
Beth Williams singing my song, Mason Sunset. That's Mason, Texas sunset. Some of the most beautiful sunsets you've ever seen. I hope that wherever you are enjoying beautiful sunset, sunrise, beautiful day, beautiful night. Looks like I'm all out of time. I will be back next week, same time, same station, sharing more songs from Colorado and Texas singer-songwriters. And let's see what else. Until next time, I hope you'll join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, and on my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music, and my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. Remember to spread a little joy everywhere you go. And until next time, this is Beth Williams, wishing you well.